listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace this Mother's Day from God, who is our peace. Amen. It all comes down to love this day, especially when you read from the Gospel of John. This Mother's Day, the 10th chapter of John, also we have this powerful lesson, the first lesson that was read about Tabitha being raised. Tabitha is this radical advocate for benevolence and action. I don't know if you caught that in the text, and she is raised from the dead. That's in our first reading. It all comes down to love. We hear Jesus say, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." What a motherly thing to say. We were talking about this the other day in baseball. Micah loves to hear his mother's voice, right? It's good to hear her voice as he's gotten himself into a pickle on the mound sometimes. And it means a lot to hear your mother's voice there. He just can't always see her because he's focusing on the catcher. But if he can hear her voice, it's a help in that time. We follow after the voice of God, the promise of God's grace, friends in Christ. That's our text for today. It's good to hear that voice out there. We abide in that voice, that promise of Jesus as our mothering shepherd. It's a close and it's a warm, it's an intimate image for us. Didn't mention the cover of the bulletin always. You can draw on the cover of the bulletin during this Easter season. It's blank. What are the images that you're seeing? Maybe draw a picture of God as a mothering shepherd. It's a nice, warm, close, intimate image. But there is a fierceness, as we've said, to this shepherding as well. Mothering love is a love that gets dirt under the fingernails. Despite the overtones of gentleness that you might first sense when we talk about mothering love, there is a fierceness. There is a passion for peace embedded in the warmth. There is a fiery commitment to holding us close. Think of that shepherd. Or maybe even better, it's more like a mother bear and her cubs. Don't get between a mother bear and her cubs. So many good mothers in this congregation I'm thinking about today. Two mothers who aren't with us today, I know, are just really great mothers. Kim Metzger, keep her in your prayers during this time. And Mary Schmidt, strong mothers, which many of you know. If you don't know them, know that they have blessed this place for many years. We give thanks for them, for all our mothers. I was reading again this week about the history of Mother's Day. As many of you know, or maybe don't know, there are really two women whose names are associated with Mother's Day, with the founding of Mother's Day. The first is Julia Ward Howe. You've probably heard that name because she's the author of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Julia Ward Howe started a medical clinic, and she was serving both Union and Confederate soldiers during the Civil War. She had a fiery commitment to holding everyone close, friend and foe alike. And Julia Ward Howe's work for peace was a fight. She was anything but passive. She was a peacemaker. Let me say that again. She was anything but passive. She was a peacemaker. And her words ring out in her not-so-famous Mother's Day proclamation, which I'm afraid is not shared enough on this day, but I want to share that this morning, the famous Mother's Day proclamation. As I read it, think of Tabitha rising from the dead, or from a position of being cast down, kind of rising up. Here's the Mother's Day proclamation of 1870. "Arise, then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts. Whether our baptism be of water or of tears, say firmly, we will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands will not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We, the women of one country, will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, "Disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. As men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, each bearing after their own time the sacred impress, not of Caesar, but of God." The other woman who is credited with the founding of this day is Anna Jarvis. Anna Jarvis lived a few years later, after Julia Ward Howe, in the 1900s, early 1900s. Anna Jarvis's own mother set up a group of women called the Mother's Day Work Club, a group of women that focused their efforts on clean sanitation systems and health care access for everyone in their communities. Talk about motherly love that gets dirt and who knows what else under your fingernails. Then Anna Jarvis herself, inspired by her mother's life of service, petitions Congress for many years, actually, to make Mother's Day a national holiday or national day. But almost as soon as it was recognized, it became commercialized. Flowers and greeting cards. And Anna Jarvis, I love the flowers and the greeting cards, let me say. Anna Jarvis, though, spent her final years, the one who worked so hard to get Mother's Day elevated, she spends her final years campaigning against what the holiday had become. She was even arrested at one point for, quote, disturbing the peace. Friends, I mention all this today as I think about my own mother, who in her own way did a bit of disturbing the peace in the name of peace. When I was in elementary school back in Texas, in Houston, I was invited one weekend to go with one of my friends to their family ranch out in East Texas. And my mom apparently didn't ask enough questions about what we were going to be doing because I came home with stories about shooting a rifle for the first time. I was so excited about this. My mother, who let's just say is not a member of the NRA, was furious. She called up my friend's mother to, quote, discuss the situation. And as she tells the story, they had a difference of opinion. The other mother, who's a wonderful woman, by the way, she reportedly said to Mom that she believed that young boys ought to know how to handle a weapon, a gun, so that they can one day defend themselves, defend their families, defend their country. See, a mother's love is fierce and complicated. My mother fiercely responded to her, "Well, Lorraine, Daniel will not be attending any more trips to the ranch. We are raising peacemakers in our home." She hung up the phone. A little bit of dirt under her fingernails, you see. Motherly love is not clean, it's not simple. I think about my mother and all the good mothers as I read about Anna Jarvis and Julia Ward Howe, and I believe that this motherly fierceness reflects that of God. God's love disturbs the peace for the sake of a much deeper peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Friends, God's love for you crosses boundaries and dividing lines, makes uncomfortable phone calls, advocates and petitions and protests, and proclaims as Howe's Mother's Day proclamation, "Let the great human family live in peace." Let each bear the sacred imprint, not of Caesar, but of God. A mother knows of the divine imprint that God has made on all of God's children. Friends in Christ, this Mother's Day, no matter how you experience Mother's Day, because let's be honest, it can be a really difficult day for some today. Breaks my heart that some don't come to church on Mother's Day. It's just too painful. Sisters and brothers in Christ, friends, God's love for you, remember this Mother's Day, God's love for you is fierce, like a mother bear with dirt in her claws, like a shepherd with wolves' teeth marks on her staff. And should anything come between you and God, should peril or sword or temptations or disease or anxiety or depression or disbelief, should anything come between God and you, then God, like a mother bear, becomes fierce. Fierce about keeping you close. Fierce about keeping you warm and fed. Fierce about making sure that you can abide in that motherly embrace. Love those stories of mothers who hold their children when they're having a tantrum. You're not shaking mom. You're not shaking mom's love for you. They just hold you right through the tantrum. God topples the cruel oppressor's rod and draws you in like a mother bear draws in her cubs, like Julia Ward Howe or Anna Jarvis or my mother. Let the cry go up from our mothers and all. We are raising peacemakers in our home. God draws us close, forgives us beyond our own ability to forgive ourselves or each other, protects us, and teaches us with the fierceness of a mother. Christ is raising up peacemakers like Tabitha was raised up, calling us this day to follow in this way of love and to hold one another in fierceness, in that same fierceness and peace, to hold one another as friends. Thanks be to our mothering God, for we abide in her everlasting arms this day, and we always will. It all comes down to love today, and with God every day. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.